welcome to Understanding Your Bible. I'm glad you tuned in today, and I hope that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. I would encourage you to take your Bible and follow along in the Bible study. And if you don't have your Bible there handy, maybe you could take a pencil and paper and jot down the scriptures as we talk about the teachings of Jesus. This broadcast is made possible by Grace Bible Church. It's located out on 3827 Hickson Pike. And I want to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us for our services. All the times of the services and our telephone number will be given to you at the end of the broadcast. And we would love to have you come and visit with us. We have classes in our Sunday school for all ages. We have a service at 11 o'clock. We have evening Bible study at 6 on Sunday night. And we would love to have you come and visit with us. We're a small congregation, very friendly people, and our only purpose is to preach and teach the Word of God so that people can have a better understanding of the Bible. That's why we call the Bible, or the program here, Understanding Your Bible. I believe that there are certain keys, and I know in my own life that there are certain keys that have unlocked the Scriptures as far as understanding the Bible. The Bible is not hard to be understood. It's not a mysterious type book. There are certain things in there that sometimes are difficult, but the majority of the text is easy to understand if we simply believe the words mean what they say. The problem is, and I know in my life and in many people's life, is that they've been taught many things according to the traditions of men rather than according to the Scriptures. And so what we want to do on the broadcast is we want to tell you how to understand your Bible and give you some information that will help you do that. If you would like to call or write, we'd be glad to hear from you, either in a positive or a negative sense. I'd be glad to hear from you, be glad to talk to you, be glad to furnish you with more information without any obligation or any cost whatsoever. So we would love to hear from you. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about the teachings of Jesus Christ. And the reason we call this series The Teachings of Christ is that many times when you talk about rightly dividing the word of truth, people get the idea that you put too much emphasis on the Apostle Paul. We have a chart up here, and on the chart, we have divided the New Testament. And by the way, everybody divides the Bible somewhere. Most everybody divides it between the Old and New Testament. But Paul told Timothy to rightly divide the Word of Truth. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are books that have to do with the first coming of Jesus Christ and His earthly ministry. That continues in Acts 1 through 8. But in Acts chapter 9, Paul is saved, and he is given the gospel of the grace of God. In Paul's epistles, Romans through Philemon, we find there the doctrine for the church, the body of Christ. In Hebrews through Revelation, we find doctrine again that's associated with the nation Israel that will match the doctrine of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The things that you find in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Hebrews through Revelation, will be things that are according to the prophetic program of God Almighty. But the writings of the Apostle Paul are called the writings, are the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. There were things that God kept secret from before the foundation of the world that were not revealed until they were revealed to the Apostle Paul. Most all of what Jesus taught in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you can find in the Old Testament Scriptures. You can find in Hebrews through Revelation, most of the doctrine over there has to do with prophetic teachings of the Old Testament, but not the teachings of the Apostle Paul. He said his preaching was according to the revelation of the mystery. So we looked at the teachings of Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we saw how so many of those things that Christ taught, even though people say they believe that doctrine is for the church today, they do not follow the doctrine of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And particularly, I would encourage you to read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 and see the numerous places there where Christ tells the disciples to do things that people today do not do. In other words, they don't follow that doctrine. And they have been taught by the traditions of men that that doctrine is church doctrine. And so what they do when they get to those verses that are hard to explain, they try to explain them away by giving them a spiritual context and so forth, rather than saying the words mean exactly what they say. Now, we talked about a couple of weeks ago on our broadcast about the current or the present teachings of Christ. The present teachings of Christ are the teachings of the Apostle Paul in Romans through Philemon. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. We saw that in this, in the present teachings of Christ, there are many things that are new. There's a new apostle. Paul was not one of the 12. Paul is a separate and distinct apostle. He says that he was given the dispensation of the grace of God. He was given the ministry to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So we looked at Paul as our new apostle. Then last week, we looked at the fact that we have a new commission. The Great Commission was the commission given to the 12, and it began with the nation of Israel, starting at Jerusalem. It involved the preaching of water baptism for the remission of sins. It involved teaching them to observe all things, which according to Matthew 23 would include the keeping of the law. And we saw that the commission today is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That is, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now, a very important part of that commission is the gospel that was to be preached. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we touched on this briefly last week as we looked at the new commission. And today I want you to see very clearly through the Scriptures that the present teachings of Christ through the Apostle Paul include a new gospel, a different gospel than that which was preached by Jesus Christ and the disciples. I want to begin today in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. In verse 23, the Bible says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom." Now, it's important to recognize that the gospel of the kingdom is the message that was preached by Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And that gospel of the kingdom was that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. It included water baptism, as in Matthew 3, and we'll look at that in a moment. But in Matthew 9, in verse 35, I want you to notice again, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching, notice, the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now, I hope you have your Bible there and that you're turning to these passages because I want you to see in black and white that the words of the Bible are very clear that Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. It says it in Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 9, and over in Matthew chapter 24, in verse 14, he tells the disciples, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Notice again, it is the gospel of the kingdom. That's what Jesus Christ was preaching. Well, if you would, look in Matthew chapter 3 and notice what this gospel of the kingdom included. In Matthew 3, in verse 1, the Bible says, John the Baptist, he's the forerunner of Jesus Christ, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And he goes on down there, and he talks in verse 7. He says, "When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" In other words, these teachings were according to Old Testament prophecy. The Lord Jesus Christ was to come, and the water baptism for the remission of sins was to be practiced, and that's what John came forth preaching. He said in verse 11, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance." So this gospel of the kingdom included the information that the king is come. Jesus Christ is the king. He is the Messiah. And that gospel of the kingdom included water baptism for the remission of sins. And you find that's exactly what Peter preached in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. So the gospel of the kingdom is called that in Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 9. As a matter of fact, over in Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus Christ sends out the 12, he says in verse 7, "And as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Great Commission, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them that believe. Those that believe and are baptized, he said, shall be saved. So the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel that Jesus Christ preached and the gospel he taught the 12 to preach in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and in the first part of Acts. But notice in Acts chapter 20 that Paul says that his ministry was not to preach the gospel of the kingdom. He says in Acts 20, verse 24, "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." Now notice, he did not say to testify the gospel of the kingdom. He said to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Why is that? Because the gospel of the kingdom was the gospel that Jesus Christ preached and the 12 preached to the nation Israel, and they rejected the king. They put him to death. He was buried. He was raised again. They were given another, they being the nation Israel. In Acts chapter 2, Peter stands up to preach. He says, "You men of Israel, hear these words." And over again, he addresses Israel. Why? Because he was told that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. They would start at Jerusalem, then go to Judea, and then Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts chapter 1, that's what Christ told them. So when Peter preaches this gospel of the kingdom, he preaches it beginning with the nation Israel. But they reject that gospel again. And the rejection, in effect, is finalized in Acts chapter 7 when Stephen is stoned to death. You see, in the Old Testament, Israel rejected God the Father by rejecting the words of the prophet, and Stephen points that out. When they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, they rejected Him in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John by crucifying Him and putting Him on a cross. And so the Holy Spirit is the one that ministers in Acts through the disciples, the first part of Acts. And in rejecting their ministry, they reject and blaspheme the Holy Ghost. And so God's next event on His timetable in prophecy would be the tribulation or the wrath to come. As John said, "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" But rather than pouring out His wrath, God saved the Apostle Paul. And with the salvation of Paul, he started something new. And the present teachings of Christ today are the teachings that we find in Romans through Philemon, given through the Apostle Paul, and that includes a new gospel, a gospel that is called the gospel of the grace of God. And Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." And of course, he tells us what that gospel is. That gospel is that Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He was raised again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Now, I want you to notice the contrast. In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus Christ is asked a question. He's asked the question there concerning eternal life. Matthew 19:16, "Behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." We saw last week in Romans chapter 7 that the Apostle Paul said that we've been delivered from the law. But Jesus Christ said, "I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law." He taught the disciples to keep the law. And so the difference is that the gospel of the kingdom included many physical things that were to be performed in order to receive salvation at the second coming of Jesus Christ. There was repentance, water baptism, the keeping of the law. All of those things were part of their obedience looking unto the second coming of Jesus Christ. That was the good news of the kingdom. The good news of the kingdom, Christ, the Messiah, has come, and He's come to sit upon the throne of David. And that gospel was to be preached in all the world. But that gospel was not the gospel that was given to the Apostle Paul. The gospel given to the Apostle Paul was the gospel of the grace of God. It's interesting, you know, in Matthew 19, Jesus is asked, what must I do to have eternal life? And He said, keep the commandments. When Peter preaches a murder indictment in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said they're pricked in their heart and said, what shall we do? And Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, in Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer asked a similar question to the Apostle Paul. He said, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You see, this new gospel is the good news of God's grace, God's unmerited favor. And there is nothing that you have to do today in order to be saved other than believe that gospel and trust in Jesus Christ. A moment ago, I quoted Romans 1:16. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation to everyone that believeth. You see, today, the issue as far as salvation is concerned and as far as the gospel is concerned is not what you do in your flesh. It has nothing to do with your obedience, with water baptism, or repentance, or anything like that. It has to do with faith. It has to do with belief. In Romans chapter 4, in verse 5, the Apostle Paul says, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Notice that the issue is not works. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The gospel today is the gospel of the grace of God, and it's salvation by grace through faith. In Ephesians chapter 1, there's a sequence that is mentioned there that is very important in relation to the gospel. Now again, let me mention to you, what is this gospel? The gospel of the kingdom? Repent and be baptized. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Have faith in that He is who He said He is. The gospel of the grace of God is 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel of Christ. It's called the gospel of the grace of God. It's the gospel committed to the Apostle Paul, and it's the new gospel for the dispensation of the grace of God. It's the gospel that saves people today and causes them to be part of the church, which is His body. In Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 13, Paul, writing in reference to the salvation of these at Ephesus, he says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You see, the gospel of their salvation was the gospel of the grace of God. How do we know that? Because in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, he says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So the salvation for the Gentiles that Paul was sent into was salvation by grace through faith. That gospel was a gospel that was to be preached to all men. You see, the gospel of the kingdom was limited in its scope. When Jesus Christ went about preaching that gospel, He went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In Matthew 15, He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In Matthew 10, when He sent out the 12, He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He said, don't go to the Gentiles. But when God saved the Apostle Paul, He said, Paul, you're going to be a minister to the Gentiles. And Paul said in Romans 11 and Romans 15, he was the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. And as the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, the gospel that Paul preached was the gospel of the grace of God, and he said, I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which I preach was not of me. He said, for I neither received it of man, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. So Paul is preaching this gospel of the grace of God, and to the Ephesians he said, it's the gospel of your salvation. But notice there was a sequence of events. He said, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. You see, today the gospel, the commission for the church, the body of Christ, is to preach the gospel of the grace of God, that ministry of reconciliation. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing our trespasses. And so the good news today is not that you have to be allied with Israel, not that you have to join the church. It's not that you have to be baptized in water and confess your sins and repent of your sins and turn away from them. The good news is that Christ died for your sins. Why, Colossians 2:13 says, He's forgiven you all trespasses. And that means all. Every one of them are under the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no sin today that there is not forgiveness for. Today in the dispensation of grace, there is no unpardonable sin. If you will believe the gospel, you must first hear it. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He said, in whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed. In other words, they heard the gospel of their salvation. They believed it, as Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God's salvation to everyone that believeth. You see, folks, today belief is the issue. It's not works. It's what you believe. And so, he says, you heard it. You believed it. You trusted it. Have you trusted it? Have you put your faith in the work that Jesus Christ did, or are you resting in the work that you've done? Why, he said, after that you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. You see, the gospel of the grace of God, the reason that there's so much confusion today about the doctrine that people call once saved, always saved, is because that doctrine is a doctrine that is unique to the church, the body of Christ. That doctrine is a doctrine that was preached and taught by the Apostle Paul. Why, the Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, those that endure unto the end shall be saved. They were to be baptized in water. They were to endure unto the end. But with us today, when we believe the gospel of the grace of God, we are sealed unto the day of redemption. So this gospel, number one, we see that the gospels are not called the same thing. One is called the gospel of the kingdom. The teachings of Jesus to the 12 included the gospel of the kingdom. That's what he taught them to preach and to teach. But he revealed to the Apostle Paul the gospel of the grace of God. The message of those gospels is not the same. The gospel of the kingdom included water baptism, repentance, forgiving other people. Why, he said, if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you your trespasses. But Paul said in Colossians 2:13, he's forgiven you all trespasses. So the message of the gospel was different. With Paul, the message of the gospel was Christ died for your sins, and that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing your trespasses unto you. He's forgiven you all of them. The gospel was sent to different people. The gospel of the kingdom was to be preached to the Jew. And then the Jew was to take that message out into all nations according to the Great Commission. But the gospel of the grace of God is to be preached to all men. Look in 1 Timothy chapter 2 if you're looking in the scriptures with me. If not, look at this later. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. He said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. You see, the gospel of the grace of God opened the door of salvation to all men. And it opened the door to salvation of all men because of the forgiveness of sins that is no longer conditional. The forgiveness of sins is in Christ Jesus and what he did at Calvary. Let me read to you Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. He says, "And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh hath He quickened together with Him," notice, "having forgiven you all trespasses." What a wonderful truth. The gospel of the grace of God, committed to the Apostle Paul, proclaimed by the Apostle Paul, states unequivocally that all of your sins are forgiven. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing our trespasses unto us. And so the issue today is not what you've done bad in your flesh. It's whether you will believe the gospel and trust in the fact that when Jesus Christ hung on that cross, that He hung there in your place and died for your sins and became your sacrifice. Believe today the gospel of the grace of God, and you, like the Ephesians, will be saved by trusting in Him.
Grace Bible Church extends to you and your family a cordial invitation to join us for our Sunday services. Bible classes begin at 10 a.m. with morning service at 11 and informal evening Bible study at 6 p.m. For more information, phone 847-0768. Thank you for joining us for this edition of Understanding Your Bible. For more information, write to the address on your screen or call 423-847-0768. Be sure to be with us again next week for another edition of Understanding Your Bible.